is Bird Note. A lilting, brightly whistled song erupts from a source hidden by the leaves of a tall alder tree. The song continues, but where the heck is the singer? At last, a bird appears atop the alder, still singing. It's a stocky orange bird with a black head, a large, thick bill, and bold white blazes on its black wings. You've just found a male black-headed grosbeak. Its song rings out from May well into summer, one of the most distinctive bird voices of the West and Southwest. The song has been described as that of a drunken or scat-singing robin. It does slur some of its notes, and the song does have a syncopated feel to it. Why not draw your own conclusion? Here's the lovely but more methodical song of the American robin. And now, the up-tempo performance of the black-headed grosbeak. Listen for the rollicking song of the black-headed grosbeak this summer, especially in streamside woods. Its singer could have come all the way from southern Mexico. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
All right, that was Blue Oyster Cult with Don't Fear the Reaper. We're going to finish a bit with some Deftones back to school. I recently saw that 100 Gex opened for one of their shows, and the old gen fans were not vibing with it, but I think it was perfect. And then after that, with The End of the World as We Know It, REM. And then after that, Pink Floyd, Breathe In. My friend, who's also named Lauren, requested this on behalf of her dad, who's also named Dave. So yeah, enjoy.
I'm a fist to catch a cab. Ain't no one can stop us. Give me a break. I'm on some other mess. Yeah. What is the forest industry most afraid of? Shifting the conversation from saving old growth to protecting what's left of BC's primary forests, areas with minimal human disturbance and far greater ecological value than tree farms. Save What's Left Conservation Society is a volunteer-run group at the forefront of the movement to save the last remnants of unprotected primary forest through seeking reforms to the government agency, BC Timber Sales. Learn more at savewhatsleft.ca, find us on social media, and please support our vital work through our website.
That was Pink Floyd with Breathe in the Air. Up next, we got Talk Dirty to Me by Poison. And then after that, shout out to my friend Rain's dad, Trevor, from his 7-hour-long Spotify playlist titled Fishing, Lucille, Kenny Rogers. And then after that, my friend Katie asked if I could play some Alice in Chains to honor her dad who passed away during COVID. Katie wants to say, my dad, Jamie, was a big music fan and always had a bit of an envious of musicians for their talent and expression, which he deeply admired. In particular, he loved 90s grunge, classic rock, metal, and a smattering of other things here and there, including a penchant for the country music radio station. Though he's no longer here, I connect with him through listening to his favorite songs. Dad, you were such an easygoing guy with a relaxed energy about you, and I miss you all the time. Happy Father's Day. That was very sweet. And this was Lauren on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. Thanks for listening today, folks. Stay tuned for Free Voices, a positive discussion show bridging differences through inspiration and empowerment.
Cause baby, we'll be she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter, and here ever after, I'm after whatever the other life brings. In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking. His big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time your hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me. Whiskey. I thought how she'd made him look small. From the lights of the bar room to a rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have thought I'd lost my mind. I couldn't hold her. Told her, kept coming back time after time. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave. Picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.